Shalom, אנחנו לומדים.
Hello, we're learning from Kabbalah for the student, page 144, the introduction to the book of Zohar. We're in item 70. You can find this article on the web and ask questions at Kabbalah TV. Selected questions will be asked during the lesson. Again, Kabbalah for the student, page 144, the introduction to the book of Zohar, item 70. This is what is written in the Tikkunim, in the corrections of the Zohar. Tikkun number 30. Awaken and rise for the holy divinity, for you have an empty heart, without understanding to know and to attain it, although it is within you. We're going to skip one verse. The meaning of it is, as it is written in Isaiah, that a voice pounds in the heart of each and every one of Israel to cry and to pray for raising the holy divinity, which is the collection of the souls of Israel. But divinity says, I have no strength to raise myself off the dust, for all the flesh is grass. They are like beasts, eating hay and grass. This means that they keep the mitzvot mindlessly, like beasts. And all the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field. All the good deeds that they do for themselves. That means that with the mitzvot they perform, they have no intention of doing them in order to bring contentment to their Maker. Rather, they keep the mitzvot only for their own benefit. And even the best among them, who dedicate all their time to engagement in the Torah, do it only to benefit their own bodies, without the desirable aim to bring contentment to their Maker.
So we're talking about the correction of the intention. So actions, everyone might be doing beautiful actions. From dawn to dusk, they observe everything that's written, but the intentions next to these actions are all for their own good. And therefore, it turns out that instead of bringing redemption closer, and bringing closer the reforming light more and more each time, they do the opposite, push it away, because their intentions are for themselves, meaning for the ego and not in order to correct it. Clear so far? Yes?
What does it mean to perform mitzvot without da'at, without reason?
To do things. Even, say, connection in the group. We do it, but without the desirable intention. So what do we do? What are we going to do? A party? Like a political party? Or what are we going to do? Or maybe we observe the mitzvot, the commandments that are written in the Jewish law. So we do them, but without the intention to bestow contentment upon the Creator. So, which can only be if we connect among us and demand to first of all achieve love of others, because from love of man to the love of the Creator we go. So they work in a different way. The Creator said, so we do.
There's an argument here that they're like beasts, they perform mitzvot without reason. Should I perform the mitzvot with reason?
Yes, of course. Why we do it?
Because we say above reason, or maybe it's this different.
No, you need to understand why you're doing it.
Oh, here, reason is understanding.
Right. It's not like you do it without any thought. You have a thought and calculation why you perform a certain action.
So here, reason doesn't mean the will to receive, like we feel. It's
No. No, it's tikkun number 30. It's a very famous tikkun, correction in the corrections of the Zohar. The books always mention this specific tikkun. It talks about the intention, that all of the calculation is in the intention. Meaning it's good for a person to do actions that are called mitzvot, commandments. But these actions alone don't correct himself or the world. On the contrary, every grace that they do for themselves. So they actually do harm. by doing things without the right intention. If they are in what he writes in the introduction to the study of the Ten Sefirot, if they do it in order to achieve the right correction, the right intentions, then even though for the time being they're working incorrectly, like babies, children who make all kinds of they do, you know, trivial things like nonsense, but they have to do it, you know. They have to break toys, they have to make mistakes and be confused and fall several times, etc. It's correct, it's how it's done, but what counts is where their education is aiming. Is their education intended to bring them to Lishma, to for her sake, or not? If the education is not directed toward achieving Lishma, then everything they do is basically toward descent, the decline of the generation, and toward pushing away, and not toward bringing closer to the upper force.
Does he is his meaning mitzvot by mitzvot to actions of connections?
Both the mitzvot, these mitzvot, and the mitzvot that people do by rote that are written in the Jewish law. All of these mitzvot are a projection of spiritual commandments. You have to do them in order to bring contentment to the Creator, but you can't bring contentment to the Creator if you don't take it through bringing contentment to people according to the rule from the love of man to the love of the Creator, and not the other way around. And that's why what happens is that by observing corporeal mitzvot, we could be spoiling instead of correcting. This is why the wisdom of Kabbalah didn't talk about it throughout the generations until we came to the generation of the Messiah, the generation of the correction, the last generation. And now we have to talk about it and tell about it to ourselves and to others in such a way that they hear it. We don't just cry out and then yell, shout out what we're doing. But gradually, so the truth is revealed in a way that people can recognize it and tolerate it. Because each one thinks he's given charity, he's praying, and he's doing other things, and by this he's doing good to himself and to others. Other than psychological impact, there's nothing to it. Because the actions have to be accompanied by the right intention. The right intention. Yes?
However, if I interpret it this for the worldly, for the ones who sit here in the morning lesson, I can say that if we connect and we do many actions of connection, but without reason, we are like beasts.
Yes.
That's the right interpretation.
Yes, of course it's like that. In other words, in any case, what matters, the main point is the connection between us. Yes.
Rav, good morning. How can I know if my intention is right?
Before you get an answer from above, together with the group, because everything is revealed in the group, you don't know.
And if, for example, I'm on duty, I have something I should do on duty, and I do it automatically. I know I have to do this duty, so I do it. The question is, how can I feel if I really did it?
Why do you do it?
I do it because I have importance. I have importance for society. That's why I wake up.
Just like that, for the society?
For this society, for this path.
Okay, so interpret it to yourself. So it's clear to you what is the connection between doing your duty and the purpose of creation.
The question is, maybe I have some hidden intentions.
What's hidden is hidden. Leave it. We're talking about what you can scrutinize. Very simply.
Thank you.
All right? Let's continue.
We're continuing in the bottom of page 144. It is said about that generation of that time, a spirit leaves and will not return to the world, meaning the spirit of the Messiah, who must deliver Israel from all their troubles until the complete redemption.
Meaning we are already at the time of the days of the Messiah, as Baal HaSulam writes elsewhere too, in the last generation and elsewhere. And we have to rush ourselves, and specifically in this time, if we act without intentions to achieve correction, by this we will cause the descent, the decline of the generations, and problems. First of all, to ourselves, to the people of Israel.
To keep the words, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord. That spirit had left and does not shine in the world. Woe unto them that make the spirit of Messiah leave and depart from the world and cannot return to the world. They are the ones that make the Torah dry, without any moisture of comprehension and reason. They confine themselves to the practical part of the Torah and do not wish to try to understand the wisdom of Kabbalah, to know and to understand the secrets of the Torah and the flavors of mitzvah. Woe unto them, for with these actions they bring about the existence of poverty, ruin and robbery, looting, killing and destructions in the world.
This is what is written in the Zohar, in the corrections of the Zohar, correction number 30. It's not Baal HaSulam. And yet, no one wants to read it, or mention it, or learn about it, because it's very obligating. It's committing you to intention, that we have to realize it, actualize it. This is why people don't like Baal HaSulam, because you will hardly find in all the books of Kabbalah this correction number 30 and how they interpret it. There are only those who are kind of aiming toward it, like Ramchal and other Kabbalists. They only write as they reference it. So they write, as it is written in correction number 30. So I went through all these books and I couldn't find where it was written. I took the Zohar with the Sulam commentary, and it doesn't have the Tikkunim, the Tikkuni Zohar, the corrections of the Zohar, that section. Only now are we preparing it for print. The Tikkuni Zohar, we'll soon have it. When we finish the Zohar, we will learn the Tikkuni Zohar. It's a problem, because all the work that was accepted at the time of the exile, which is why it's called exile, before we were worthy of engaging with the mitzvot in their true internal form, meaning in order to bestow, in connection between us, etc., from the time of the Ari onward, when it is now mandatory to connect, Baal Shem Tov took this and started the connection, and he went from place to place and started to explain what it means to be connected, and established this movement called Hasidut. And for about 200 years, it was alive and strong, and many Kabbalists emerged from it who performed many corrections. But today, because there was still the decline of the generations, and they stopped focusing on the intention, but only on the actions. So now there is a problem. Who will perform these corrections? So now we're turning to the secular public, So they will come and do it, because without it, there is no hope for the people of Israel to survive in the contemporary world. We see how each day the ring around us is closing in. This is why correction number 30 is the correction that we have to constantly aim ourselves toward implementing it.
The message of Tikkun 30 is mainly for us, the ones who learn Kabbalah, or?
Without learning Kabbalah, it's impossible. What does it say? They don't want to engage in Kabbalah. Those who don't engage in Kabbalah, who don't study Kabbalah, don't achieve correction. And correction number 30 talks about it. That we have to engage in the wisdom of Kabbalah. This is why it is being revealed. Because without knowing the true work of the Creator, which is the wisdom of Kabbalah itself, the real work of the Creator, service of the Creator. Without it, you can't achieve corrections. So then we have a problem with the nations of the world and with the Creator Himself. Because we're not doing our duty.
Who is this intended for?
First and foremost, to Israel, to those who have points in the heart. And also to those who are also obliged, because they belong to the people of Israel for generations, since Abraham.
Then what is...
So Israel according to the point in the heart, and Israel according to the genes. Let's put it this way.
So what are they trying to tell Israel according to the genes?
That they have to. The way Baal HaSulam approaches them. He says, we have to. Yes, look. Oh, and where did you read it? Woe unto them who make the spirit of the Messiah leave and depart from the world and cannot return to the world. They're the ones who make the Torah dry, the way they engage in Torah, meaning without any moisture of comprehension and reason, because they confine themselves only to the practical part of the Torah and don't want to try to understand the wisdom of Kabbalah. He attributes the whole thing to this, to know and understand the secrets of Torah and the flavors of the mitzvot. So they don't have the secrets of Torah and mitzvot. So we have a problem here. What are we going to achieve? What are we going to come to? We're going to come to the path of terrible suffering that will push us, like after the Holocaust, and who else knows what we might come to, in order to nonetheless direct us toward the right correction. This is why we mustn't neglect it. We have to circulate it in soft words, with a comfortable approach, but we have to get closer to the people, bit by bit by bit, time and time again, tell about it so people will know. And everything, all of our approaches are approaches only toward the secular audiences.
Where he writes that we restrict to the practical part of the Torah, meaning aside the practical part of the Torah, you should try to understand the wisdom of Kabbalah as well.
I didn't understand. The practical part of the Torah is to open the Jewish code of law, Shulchan Aruch, and this is what they do. I'm not against it. I'm in favor, but only together with intentions. I'm not saying that what they're doing is wrong. No. It's very good that they do it, the religious part. But the intention, the right intention there is missing, which, and this can come to a person only by learning the wisdom of Kabbalah in the correct way. Only this, to add. They don't need to diminish, reduce, or spoil anything. You don't shift them from one learning to another. You only need to add. Because all of our future depends on this. Otherwise, we're going into a path of terrible suffering. We are empowering the whole world to go against us. We are doing it. We, with our own hands, by not wanting to accept the wisdom of Kabbalah. We're giving them powers, spiritual powers. Clear? Yes? Okay. All right, let's ask. Go ahead.
Good morning, Rav, dear friends and worldly. This week...
But quickly, I want to have someone else ask as well.
Okay, we were dealing a lot about intentions and actions. My question is, Rav, you said that the main thing is the intention. Okay, I understand. For a Kabbalist, he has a masach, he has a ochozer, he's working.
Now, the simplest action to achieve correction.
Intention? That's my question. Can you reach intention without performing actions?
You can, but it's best to have both. You could ask, so why are we so weak in actions? In order to be closer to the secular people, so they will come to us and will not be afraid that we are forcing them to actions.
So I found a comparison. I tried to find a comparison, thinking about what you're saying. I'm walking around outside, integrating with people. That's the way you can come closer to people. I see everyone is looking in their cell phones. That's what they're doing. People, age 30, 40, they're walking on the street like zombies. That's what they do. This action. Can that lead to the right intention?
I told you a long time ago, we have to be in their phones. So they will read the Zohar there, all kinds of excerpts. So they will see in these phones something that has to do with correction. So it'll make them feel good. The day's blessing. The day's blessing. And there you can write something from the Zohar, something from creation. You need to select them, select and do it. Why aren't you doing it?
The thing is, what they choose to see is...
Not that they pick. They pick nothing. They have no choice. It is inserted to them. It is you have to insert it too. If you tell them that from this they will get a blessing, they'll read something once a day. Because a person wants to be happy. Amika, where are you?
Rav, I remember one particular lesson about the still vegetative animate and speaking. And I remember that all the still in the world is like one vegetative, all the vegetative is like one animate, etc. I remember I had a great hope that time. My question is, suppose there's a group in the population which is like still of sanctity, like the holy still, and still we can't affect them, even not one vegetative. Is there something that we...
What you said so far is completely incorrect, but I don't want to interpret it. There is no group that is Domem de Kdusha, still of Kdusha, of holiness. There isn't any. You're just looking at it with your own understanding, but it's incorrect.
The ones who perform only the...
I don't want to continue with this, all right? Okay, where's Peter, please.
Sergei from Vladivostok is asking, the ones who bring all the bad things to the world, they act without their choice. So what is our force that can change their direction?
We mustn't punish or blame anyone. There's no bad, there's no good. It's all inside of me. I have to correct myself. This is how a person should look at creation. The fact that there is such a thing, and Bhagavad Gita writes about it, there is. But to myself, I need to say, everything depends on me, and I'm the only one who's not corrected. And my correction is through my group in bestowal upon the Creator. This is what we have to do. Besides, we have to bring more people closer and explain to them what is the correction. And of course, as he writes, without learning the wisdom of Kabbalah, it is hopeless. This is why when our friend who just asked now, says, we see many people in the still, many groups. How don't they come to the degree from the still to the vegetative? Of course, they can't achieve anything. First of all, they're not even still, because you cannot even be still without learning the wisdom of Kabbalah. That's it. There isn't any. So all of these questions are irrelevant. Yes, please. Belcanto. The singer.
No.
Hemos estado viendo la preparación del mes de Elul y antes de la del.
We're during the preparation of the month of Elul, and we're before Rosh Hashanah.
Yo quisiera de usted una aclaración sobre las fiestas.
I would really like to hear an explanation about the upcoming holidays, if you may. Throughout all these years, I've been watching the screens, and while being in Germany, holidays like Pesach, many groups from the world like Chile and the US and more.
Se sientan, ¿no?, con los amigos, con los los platillos del Seder Pesach.
They organize along with the friends here in Nebaruch. They're eating the same food, like they're eating here, and the same plates and dishes and other holidays as well.
Correcta aproximación para participar desde el clima mundial. En las fiestas cabalistas, en las fiestas de días.
My question is, what's the right approach for friends in the world flee regarding these holidays?
We will begin to learn about the holidays only now. We talked about the month of Elul and Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the year, and we will learn more about it. We have a very big, detailed program. We learn about it in terms of intentions, what the month of Elul and Rosh Hashanah mean in spirituality. I even write about it on Twitter. What can I tell you? What else do you want us to do? What signs we do? On Rosh Hashanah, to be the head and not the tail, to have a sweet year. Yeah, it's a good idea to explain these customs to everyone so they can prepare themselves in the groups, so that when we do the blessing and eat, they'll be with us. All right, we'll do it. As you wish.
Thank you.
No. Where is... who should be now? Yes.
We have a short update regarding tomorrow morning. During the morning lesson, we're going to have a discussion about the tens. We're summarizing the time we've been through with these random tens. And we're going to think together how to continue this work in the tens on. So I just want to update you that we sent to everyone and we published on Sviva Tova questions we're going to scrutinize during the lesson. We sent it on the WhatsApp also to everyone. So it's very important. So all the friends will make sure that everyone will take part in this discussion, because this is our opportunity to determine our advancement.
Yeah, that's true. So I'm inviting everyone, because this is something very important, to talk about how we advance, and mainly about the form of the ten. Right? So basically we're done. What if I'm about this? We're done with this. Write it in your heart, this question for tomorrow, so it lives in your heart. All right, whatever. Go ahead.
since you gave me this task, I want to perform it. So, two questions. Is this correct to do it tomorrow?
What?
The matter of the prayer. You told me. Be in charge of it.
Go ahead.
And if you can direct, since these are special times, where should I take the prayer from? What's the best thing?
Even before the lesson?
Yeah, as a preparation.
Ask Owen. No one will tell you.
Thank you.
What else? No, there's no time for questions. Yes, what?
Daily task,
where is it?
The groups on duty today were Latin America 10 number 8, Virtual Volga Group, Peter 10 number 3, Chavarim, the virtual group, West Galilee, and Petah Tikva number 5. The daily task will be read in from Monterrey. Please, Monterrey. Thank you, friends. Every 10 writes a prayer. Every friend adds one sentence to this prayer, and in the end of the day, you reach a common prayer. Again, every 10 writes a prayer. This prayer is made of sentences each friend adds to this prayer. In the end of the day, you reach a common prayer. Thank you very much, Monterrey. Zohar lesson. You're invited to watch the Zohar lesson at 1:30 p.m. Israel time in our website. Thank you to our TV viewers. Have a good day. Meeting the Wisdom of Kabbalah. Kalalah College is happy to invite you to meet the Wisdom of Kabbalah. We're starting courses about wisdom in Netanya and Carmiel, August 30th. For details, go to our website or call us at 1-700-519-209. Thank you. Have a good day.
To be together with you, how good to be together with you. To be forever, yeah, to be forever with you. Need each other to survive, together we can feel alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. Need each other to survive, together we can be alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives, voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives, voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Forever, yeah, to be forever with you. Need each other to survive, together we can feel alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. Need each other to survive, together we can be alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives, voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. We are branches of one tree,